Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, for your fun Friday, let's look at our scripture of the week. 2 Timothy 2:2, the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. Now, I really unpacked that scripture in our spiritual kickoff earlier this week. Go check it out if you missed it, because I'll tell you what, I'm not going back through it, guys. So go back, check that SKO out. Just kidding. But seriously, check it out. It was a really good, impactful spiritual kickoff that I think will serve you well. Now, this week we had Dr. David Wickham on, and he really unpacked his father's book, The Good and Faithful Servant. Again, this was a different conversation this week, guys. Talked a lot about apologetics, the Genesis flood and everything that his father built, the legacy he built, things he stood for. Wonderful conversation. You know, Dr. Wickham, such a brilliant man. It was really great just to get his insight, to get his wisdom, to learn from him. There's a little bit of a history lesson there too. So guys, again, wasn't the typical Lion Within Us episode, but I think this was one that will serve you well and that you'll get a lot out of. And if you're like me and my wife, she loves history. This is one she eats it up. She loved it. So there you go, guys. Really hope that you go back and check that one out. Now, you know, on Fun Fridays, we're going to do you what? Health, wealth, and self. We'll give you tips, okay? So right out the gate, the health tip. And I got this one. I was at a conference, trying to remember, a few months ago. Anyway, and they said this, they said this, and it made me think. But it's talking about using a reverse timer when you start any type of goals. In this particular instance, it was talking about reading goals. So let's say you want to read the Bible 10 minutes a day. Okay. So use a reverse timer. Don't use an up timer. Like, set the timer where it counts down and set it to where you can physically see it. This is a great practice to do because it's just mentally, it's that countdown is the key. It's a good mental practice to see the counter going down. That's going to keep you on track versus going up, because it just, like, you keep going. When it comes down mentally, it triggers you. Okay, I only have this much time left, or this much time left, right? It's one of those little mental ninja things, but I promise you guys, start setting timers, but go reverse when you set them. Okay. Now, wealth tip. And I had to bring this one up. I had a brother call me the other day, and we had a conversation. Never borrow against your 401k. I get it. It can be tempting, that money sitting there, and it's, you know, I need that money. It's my money. But I'm going to tell you what, guys, you're robbing yourself of future earnings. You really are. There are penalties you're going to pay, and it's just not a good financial move. If you're trying to climb out of debt, you're better off to pause your contribution to the 401k and just resist that urge. Guys, I get it. Resist the urge. I've done stupid. I did this stupid probably 10 years ago or more. Barred against it. Worst thing I ever did. Nobody warned me. I'm telling you, don't bar against yourself. You're building that investment for the future. You'll get there. It's a marathon, not a race. So do not bar against your 401k. Your self tip. Okay. You guys, you know, I talk about the wives a lot. Serve her. Put her ahead of you. And not just when it's easy, right? And do it without expectations. And I'm talking about bedroom expectations, boys. And we know we're talking about there, right? Do this, especially if you're having a trial right now. If your marriage is going through a trial and it's a tough time, serve her. Satan is going to do everything he can to drive that wedge between you and your wife. Find ways to help, step up, and serve. It might mean doing stuff you guys don't want to do. Laundry, dishes, cooking, cleaning. I get it. You may got to put that dog on phone and spend some real time with her. I get it. Jesus modeled servanthood. He did. He showed us what it looked like. The most important person on this earth is our spouse. To serve them with a loving heart and watch your marriage blossom. To serve your wife. So there you go, guys. See, three tips. That reverse timer, I'm telling you, try it out. Just try it out. See how that works. Next time you're reading, set a 10, 15-minute timer, reverse. See how that works for you. Wealth tip, do not bar against your 401ks. I will come kick you in the butt personally. Self tip, serve your wife. The book of the week, we've already been talking about it all week, guys. A Good and Faithful Servant by Dr. David Wickham. It's the story of Professor John Wickham. But guys, great story. Love the book. It's a pretty heavy read. So get it, add it to your library. This should actually be for, we were talking afterwards, for people considering going into seminary. This is a great read. Great read, because it really walks through the struggles he had with academics and then how he overcame them. So it's really cool. All right, now, Fun Friday. You know what's coming next? Dad jokes. That's right. So we got two of them. Number one, I'm reading a horror book in Braille. Something bad is going to happen. I can feel it. Come on, guys. That was like touchdown stuff right there. Number two, doctor, you got to help me. I'm addicted to Twitter. The doctor says, I don't follow you. So there you go, guys. Number one, I'm reading a horror book in Braille. Something bad is going to happen. I can feel it. Number two, doctor, you got to help me. I'm addicted to Twitter. The doctor says, I don't follow you. So let us know which one hits the best at home. Remember, the eye rolls count. All that stuff's counting, guys. It's just having some fun, right? So the question of the week we've been talking about all week, how does serving others look in your life? Because it's all about having a servant heart, a servant mindset. Whenever I meet with people, that's the first question. One of the questions is going to pop up. How can I serve you? Because it's not about us. It's about helping others. So guys, I pray this week we served you well. Again, it was a different week on the line within us. And I know the episodes each were a little bit different because your host, look, I wasn't feeling good, but I had to power through. I powered through this for you guys. Look, and when I record, little trade secret for the line within us, we record all the spiritual kickoff, the main, the meat, and the Fun Friday usually on the same day. I want to do it because it's to keep me fresh. It keeps me, you know, on top of what the topics are. So yes. We recorded these on the same day this week. I wasn't feeling the best, but I think we powered through. I think we did pretty good. So give me a thumbs up on that. Give us a rating. Write a review. Maybe write a review that, hey, Chris needs to make sure his throat's right. That's fine too. I'm okay with that. Go to the line within, not us. Check with us. Connect with us there. Check out our resources, guys. The Bible study, the courses, all that stuff. Join the Lion's Den. Be a part of that. Maybe connect with us because we have the 9 habits. We had the 10 scriptures to fight like a lion. We have so many resources, guys, that we're building to serve you. connect with us to be part of our Bible study. We have the virtual Bible study going on. Love to have you as part of that, guys. Anything we can do to serve you, to help you grow in your Christian walk, that's what we're here to do. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to The Lion Within Us. There's so many different shows you could be spending time with. The fact that you're here warms my heart. If you want to be a donor and jump in and just and support us every month, that would be phenomenal. We would love to have you as being a partner with us. So, again, you can do that at thelionwithin.us. Be a donation. That would be phenomenal. So, thank you, guys. Either way, at the end of the day, it's all about bringing you the resources and material to be the leader that you're predestined to be. So I pray you have a great weekend, guys. Use those dad jokes. Go get this book. Use those tips and unleash the lion within.
Outside of God's word, what should you be reading to grow as a Christian leader? It can be daunting to see all the options available these days. To help bring you some sanity to your search, we compiled all of our featured books of the week so you can make wise choices and strengthen your mind. The topics range from health, wealth, and self, so there's something there for all you guys. Whether you're looking for books for yourself or maybe you're researching ideas for other men, this is going to be a resource that brings you value. So check out thelionwithin.us/book. to see what would serve you the best right now and start sharpening your mind to be that leader you're predestined to be. That's thelionwithin.us/book to learn more. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.